I mean, certainly not where you we hoped to be 2 weeks ago. It's a long season though. I mean, the more I've played, you never know what can happen, and I think that's the reason, the mentality of just, you know, is this win this week, you know, and put some things together, and you never know what can happen. You know, there's so many things out of your control you can't worry about, you can't dwell on. The one thing we can control is how we prepare and go out and play the Dolphins, and let's just focus on that. So.
What's been the coach's message this week with you know, Ray Rice, the Peterson thing? What's just been kind of the message for the coaches this week?
I mean, it's tough to, you know, first week back. I mean, first day back. You know, there's been a lot going on, and coach touched on it here and there. There's been a lot going on in the league, and I think the biggest thing is just, you know, coach even talked about it. You know, I think trying to prevent any of those things from happening, you know, giving guys help and finding ways to resolve problems, you know, before they hopefully get to something like that.
It is a next man up league, but yeah. When you see Niall step in and take a kind of on the fly a huge role like he did, what is it? What kind of confidence does that give you and everybody?
Yeah, I think it gives everybody great confidence. I don't think anybody was surprised though at all. You know, he showed it last year when he had his time to step in and play, and he's done it all off season in camp, and he adds a you know, different style to us. You know, he's a different back, and he did a great job coming in and playing, you know, limited reps preparing. You know, came in and played hard, and you know, gave us a chance.
You also get DeAnthony Thomas back this week. It looks like, what can he bring to you guys offensively?
You know, another weapon, another playmaker. You know, and hopefully the more of those you present to a defense, you know, the harder they all are to defend. You know, as a whole. So,
plus to give you one of those guys that it's hard to defend a matchup problem, it would seem for a lot of defenses.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, that's the nature of the tight end position. You know, a lot of times those guys, you get the matchups on linebackers and safeties, and you know, you're looking for a matchup there. And Kelce gives us a little different one. He can run a little more and can stretch the field a little bit. You know, hopefully you keep balance out of that, because you really put defense in a predicament as far as running pass.
You guys put together a 10-minute drive last week. I mean, you know, obviously you're not going to do that every week, but what were you guys doing right? How were you able to stay on the field that long?
Yeah, I think it just came down to first and second down production. You know, we put ourselves in good third downs, you know, and then when we did get into third down, we converted. You know, I think you look at the difference between, you know, week one and week two as far as third downs go, and it just was we were in a lot better third downs, you know, and third and manageable, and you're able to convert then. You put yourself in a hole on third down. It's tough in this league. I don't care who you're playing. You know, so I thought we kept good balance the entire game, run and pass, and it really felt like they couldn't get a beat on us.
Alex, as an offense, how do you maintain the execution, focus, and energy that you had last week and then build on that?
You know, the only thing I know is just going to work, you know, and we got a young crew on this whole team, but a young crew on offense, and with that, those guys got a lot of energy, you know, and certainly bringing energy to the table is not something I think we have to worry about. We got guys that come to work and work hard, and you know, it's just a matter of preparing for Sunday.